We're a people bound together by a single heart and mind. Like none who've gone before us or those we've left behind. We'll take the time, the sweat and tears, to soar to worlds on high and make the goals that others set, and then we'll pass them by.
Let's play What If. What if you went to 10 of the world's largest cities and gathered together all of the very wealthy, happy, healthy people? What if you then had the opportunity to ask these people one question? It could be any question you wanted to ask. What if you asked every one of them the same question? What if you asked them if they would tell you one thing that you could do, which would guarantee you all of the success they were enjoying? What if every one of them replied they could, and then every one of them were to give you the exact same answer? Would you do what they suggested? Of course you would, without giving it a second thought. Wouldn't it be great if we could change this little what-if game into reality? I wonder what those people would have told you to do. Well, maybe this hypothetical what-if game isn't reality, but I do know what those successful people would have told you to do, and that is real. Hello, this is Bob Proctor with one of the most timely, one of the most liberating, one of the most exciting messages you will ever hear. This power principle will have you reaching for the top, because there's no limit to what you can do.
We're reaching for the top.
I can really get enthused about this subject, and I have license to brag about every idea on this cassette, since I did not originate them. I have gathered this information from the best. I have tested every bit of it. I know from personal experience it works. For the past 33 years, I have been almost obsessed with studying the lives of people from all around the world who are wealthy, happy, and healthy. In this power principle, I'm going to share my research with you, so listen up. This is the answer that prosperous group of hard chargers would have given you had you been able to get them together. Every one of them would have told you that you should not permit your present situation to influence your thinking or your decision making. That regardless of your present situation, you should proceed immediately to set a goal to achieve something so big, so exhilarating, that it excites and scares you at the same time. It must be a goal that is so appealing, so much in harmony with your spiritual core, that you cannot get it out of your mind. This goal must be one that will dominate your thinking all of your waking hours. It will be a goal you must commit to. It will be an idea so spectacular that you will instantly relate to the renowned psychologist Alfred Adler when he said, "I am grateful to the idea that has used me." You must set a goal for which you will willingly trade the days of your life. At this particular point, you could very well be smiling and thinking, "Proctor just made that up. He never got all of the wealthy, happy, healthy people from the world's 10 largest cities together. He doesn't know what they would have said." Well, let me tell you something. There are a lot of things that Proctor doesn't know, but this isn't one of them. I do know what those successful people would have told you. What I have just shared with you is what every successful person subscribes to. Every successful person, without exception, believes what I just told you to be the very foundation for any success. Successful people have disagreed on many points, but they have all been in complete and unanimous agreement on that one point. There is probably more information available today on goals than at any other time in the recorded history of civilization. And yet, it seems there are only 3 or 4 people out of 100 who properly select and then enjoy the achievement of a goal the kind that I described. Why? Why are there so few? Well, oddly enough, I have the answer to that as well. There's a tremendous power which is continually at work, battling to prevent you and me from establishing such a goal. 97 times out of 100 up to this point, that negative limiting force has been winning the battle. It has kept 97% of the population wishing positive and thinking negative. This type of thinking causes a person to see their weaknesses. And ultimately, when they continue thinking that way, they give up on themselves. This force not only surrounds you, it is in every cell of your entire being. The purpose of this recorded message is to assist you in developing an opposing force which is infinitely more powerful than the negative force. A power which will enable you to receive all of the good that you desire. A power which will cause strange and wonderful things to happen in your life with constant regularity. I want to suggest that you leave this cassette in your automobile. Keep playing it over and over again until you are completely satisfied that you have selected a goal that will fit the description I have given you. One that is worthy of you. Keep playing this cassette and listening to this message until you are totally convinced you are on the right track toward the achievement of that goal. Doing what I have just suggested could be compared to receiving a blank check that you could fill in cash. In fact, it is even more valuable than that. Cashing a check will merely put money in your pocket. Doing what I suggested will guarantee you happiness, health, along with financial independence. We can do so much more than we give ourselves credit for. We have an incredible, unlimited resource available to us. It would shock the average person if they knew just how much they could achieve in life if they but tried, if they used what they had available. Most people do not understand how much potential they have. A number of years ago, a Los Angeles newspaper published an amazing story of a woman named Frances Evita. She was a frail 100-pound woman who lifted an automobile, the portion of which weighed over 900 pounds, off the head of her brother and saved his life. Lifting that automobile would have been an incredible feat for even a rugged 200-pound football player. But she summoned up superhuman strength upon the command of her mind. People often give up on a big goal because they would have to stretch. Stretching, for the most part, is uncomfortable. So they abandon the great idea or the goal. If you are to win and win big in life, you will have to learn flexibility. Everyone has a comfort zone determined by their conditioning. The important thing is to be willing to grow and to change. Succeeding in life may require you to do things which are uncomfortable. Do it anyway. Before we continue, we should probably investigate that negative force I mentioned, which attempts to rob us of life. Because, as I previously mentioned, it is winning the battle with a clear 97% of the population. You will remember I pointed out how terribly devious this negative power is. It attacks us from the outside while it is draining the life force from within. Outside of us, this power is referred to as our environment. I'm not referring to the damage which is being done to our forests, lakes, and rivers and streams. I'm talking about the people that you are surrounded by. 97% of them will do everything in their power to hold you back. Their ignorance makes of them a very destructive enemy. Inside of us, this power is more commonly referred to as conditioning. Our subconscious mind, that part of our personality, which is in every molecule of our being and governs our behavior, will play all manner of mental games with you in an attempt to keep you locked into destructive habits. Mental conditioning is nothing more than a multitude of habits. This conditioning can and does cause some people to spend all of their waking hours consciously scheming to get enough money to purchase drugs, which they then inject into their body knowing it will kill a part of their brain. Mental conditioning certainly is a powerful force. Now, that may be an extreme example, but it is a good example. There are millions of salespeople who know how to prospect for new clients. They know how to make effective sales presentations. They know how to close the sale. They also know, by doing what they have already learned, fame and fortune will be theirs. When you ask them what they want, they'll tell you fame and fortune. Now, look at what this insidious power does. It causes this salesperson to sit at home and watch television or hang around the office and coffee shops talking tough times with another salesperson who is in much the same position as they are, broke and unhappy. It is their conditioning, their habits, which keeps those people doing what they don't want to do. It is their conditioning which is giving them what they don't want to get. They are losers, and they know they are losers. Well, listen to this. You don't have to lose. You can win big. You can reach for the top, and you can grasp it. You surely can grasp it, and the beautiful truth is that it makes no difference where your starting point is. You can be completely surrounded by negativity, and your conditioning could be as bad as it comes. Regardless, you will win. The negative force will be beaten back and turned away if you have a goal that fits the description I gave you. But remember, your big gun is the goal. It must be big and beautiful. Let me repeat that description. Set a goal to achieve something so big, so exhilarating, that it excites and scares you at the same time. It must be a goal that is so appealing, so much in harmony with your spiritual core, that you cannot get it out of your mind. This goal must be one that will dominate your thinking all of your waking hours. It will be a goal you must commit to. It will be an idea so spectacular that you will instantly relate to the renowned psychologist Alfred Adler when he said, "I am grateful to the idea that has used me." You must set a goal for which you will willingly trade the days of your life. You must want something to change. Desire is the unexpressed possibility of an idea wishing to be expressed. Don't limit your desires to what you think you can have. You must give yourself a chance to dream and to risk. What do you want? Want is the big word here. If you can dream it, you can do it. You have the power at your command. Remember the Rick Hansen story? When an Egyptian shepherd boy was given charge of a flock of sheep, he was told the pool on the other side of the hill is for emergency use only. Its water is limited, so don't use it unless other sources dry up. An extremely hot spell brought on the emergency, so the boy led his flock to the pool. Although the sheep drank from the pool all day long, the water maintained its original level. The shepherd investigated this strange situation and made a curious discovery. The pool was fed by an underground stream. As the water was removed from the top of the pool, the underground pressure was activated into streaming upward. In other words, the pool had a constant and limitless source of supply. A person's desire or mental powers are also limitless. The logical question then is, why do the majority of men and women lead such limited lives? The answer can be found in the story of the pool. The majority of men and women never really investigate their potentialities. They wrongly assume that what they presently do is all that they can ever do. They falsely believe that tomorrow must be as unsuccessful as today. So they sadly accept self-limitation. And as long as people accept limitation, they will not be motivated to discover the great opportunities that lie ahead of them. Desire is the missing element to open the door to their wealth. The abundant life is yours for the asking. Still, a man said, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. The powerful truth is that by keeping your mind on your desire will materialize for you. It may not be easy for you to keep your eye on what you want when what you want is so far from where you are. Never give up. Even though it may be natural to doubt your ability based on your programming, remember what Napoleon said. I see only the objective, the obstacles must give way. What that means is, by locking in to what we want, we will unleash a powerful, positive force to see our dreams come true. We will, by our thinking, set in motion its fulfillment. The world is full of people who wish and wish for good. These people wish positive, but think negatively. Because of a lack of persistence, they abandon their goals, often just before breakthrough, and their goals and inspirations die on the vine of broken dreams. There are countless stories of people within minutes or inches of unbelievable success who quit just a second too soon. They lose everything because they didn't dig that extra foot in their gold mine, or they quit a day early before the masses got turned on to their idea or their product. Keep your dreams alive. How do you do that? Well, create mental movies of your desired goal. It's just as easy to dream for a supermarket as it is to dream for a loaf of bread. Your goals may center around physical, mental, monetary, or personal growth. When Rick Hansen heard the negative force of discouragement knocking on his door, he drove it away by seeing himself on the Great Wall of China. And when discouragement came again, he drove it away by seeing himself rolling into a Vancouver stadium full of cheering supporters welcoming him home upon completion of his world-conquering trip. Build your own movies. See yourself victorious. Feel it. Enjoy the feeling. Discouragement is dissolved in the presence of a joyous feeling. Keep in mind the purpose of this power principle is to magnify in your mind just how important a goal is. Learning how to set and achieve a goal would take more time than this tape will permit. Our company has an excellent goal achievers program that I would recommend you enroll in. You must understand goals are essential if there is to be life. There is a law which states you will either create or disintegrate. Wanting. Contrary to popular opinion, wanting is a magnificent mental state. Wanting leads to dissatisfaction, and dissatisfaction leads to creativity. It causes us to tap into our inner resources. Go back mentally to your childhood. See how marvelous nature is, how wanting affected your life. When you're growing up, there are certain things you wanted, certain things you anticipated. These are what I refer to as learner goals. They're preparing you for the big ones. They might include getting your driver's license, going on your first date, or having a date for that special event. As you get older, there are other things you want, and you prepare for, you anticipate. For example, it could be a certain anniversary, a birthday, or that yearly vacation. It is a well-known fact that the entertainer George Burns, who is in his 90s, is already making plans as to how he will entertain on his 100th birthday. I've often said that you will not seriously want something you cannot achieve. How big is that thing you want? Does it fit our description? As you experience success with smaller goals, you will find that they will get bigger. Set a goal to achieve something so big, so exhilarating, that it excites and scares you at the same time. It must be a goal that is so appealing, so much in harmony with your spiritual core, that you cannot get it out of your mind. This goal must be one that will dominate your thinking all of your waking hours. It will be a goal you must commit to. It will be an idea so spectacular that you will instantly relate to the renowned psychologist Alfred Adler when he said, "I am grateful to the idea that has used me." You must set a goal for which you will willingly trade the days of your life. Setting really large goals can strengthen your faith. When a large goal is set, you will probably find yourself in the situation of not even knowing how to get started. To embark on this journey at all requires a respectable amount of faith. Also, since you don't know how long it will take before you reach your goal, your faith must carry you through this journey. Rick Hansen has told me that when he and his team left Vancouver, Canada, to go around the world, they had no idea how they were going to get beyond Los Angeles, California. That was where the money they had would run out. Keep in mind, he was in a wheelchair. They did not even know how they were going to reach their goal. They just knew that they would, and they got started. William James, one of America's earliest psychologists, gave us some magnificent advice on this subject. James said, if you're going to change your life, and that is what this power principle is all about, there are only 3 points to remember. 1, do it immediately. 2, do it flamboyantly. And 3, no exceptions. Isn't that great advice? I love it. Pick the goal and start now. Goals reveal us to ourselves. When you dig deep, when you absolutely refuse to give up and keep moving toward your goal, in spite of a million obstacles in front of you, you will see and appreciate your true self. You will begin to see and appreciate the infinite potential within yourself. Love your goal. Really love it. When you are in love with someone, you are in sync or in harmony with them, intellectually, emotionally, and physically. Along the path of goal achieving, you must fall in love with your goal. You must fall in love with the idea. A person in the throes of a divorce is typically devastated and unbalanced for a period of time. The individual who divorces their goal along the way may experience similar emotions. Rejecting your goal will mess up your life. Love your goal and stay with it. It gives you power. Henry Drummond wrote a magnificent book years ago titled, The Greatest Thing in the World. It is love. Goals develop and strengthen your creativity and flexibility. Since no one knows exactly how they will achieve a goal, it is important to maintain your flexibility. Be open to new ideas and suggestions. As well, you should constantly be on the lookout for new ways of accomplishing your objectives. There are some individuals who believe the purpose of a goal is the attainment of something specific. That is part of the goal setting and achieving process. However, since the actual achievement of the goal comprises such a minute part of the entire process, it would seem a shame to expend so much time and energy on something that is relatively fleeting, especially given the fact that most individuals set such low goals for themselves. Goals provide much more than the attainment of that certain thing. Goals provide inspiration, which beats off the negative forces that attempt to rob you of life. Everyone experiences challenges in their life. Having a goal enables you to keep the faith in the face of those obstacles and challenges. Goals provide the hope and inspiration that you will need when things get tough. Obstacles are those frightening things you see when you take your eye off your goal. Goals afford you the opportunity to grow. When you set the proper goal, you will have to stretch, change your habits, which will alter the old conditioning. All of these changes are part of a learning process, which will add new dimensions to your life. Goals provide an opportunity for you to feel better about yourself. Besides the wonderful feeling of actually achieving that goal you've been working on, you will feel better about yourself during the attainment process as well. With the increase in knowledge and experience, you'll also increase your confidence and your self-esteem. The improvements in your self-esteem and your self-confidence will enable you to reach for the top. Goals provide positive direction to your life. Without a goal, you'll just drift along, being pulled this way and that by the circumstance, events, and that 97% group who are lost. With the goal, you have direction. You're on a mission. You're alive. If you haven't already done so, stop whatever you are doing and follow the advice of the world's winners. Set a goal to do something, something so big, so exhilarating, that it excites and scares you at the same time. It must be a goal that is so appealing, so much in harmony with your spiritual core that you cannot get it out of your mind. This goal must be one that will dominate your thinking all of your waking hours. It will be a goal you must commit to. It will be an idea so spectacular that you will instantly relate to that renowned psychologist, Alfred Adler, when he said, "I am grateful to the idea that has used me." You must set a goal for which you will willingly trade the days of your life.
It's a hunger that we're sharing and a thirst we all possess that keeps us moving upward in search of sweet success. We know the task before us. We know just how it's done. And like the race, we'll never quit until that race is won. We're reaching for the top. No limit to what we can do. And all together, me and you, we're gonna see it through somehow. We're reaching for the top. We're reaching for the top.